to Christ. If you're a visitor, please stick around so we can get to know you a little bit better. And if you could, please fill out this packet so we can just have some information on you. Tonight is our quarterly singing, and we're going to be singing about our spiritual odyssey, so our trip through life and our ultimate goal of heaven. First song leader will be Stephen Shumley. I'll ask that he come up now.
Number 190, we're marching to Zion. Sing the first and third verses. Let's all sing out tonight.
Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And the snow around the throne and dust around the throne. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's crown. We're marching through Emmanuel's crown to fairer worlds on worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Next song will be number 213. Number 213, Here We Are But Straying Pilgrims. We'll be singing the first and third verses on this as well.
Here we are but straying pilgrims, here our path is often dim, but to cheer us on our journey still we sing this wayside hymn. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver brightens all our longing eyes. Here our souls are often fearful of the pilgrim's lurking foe, but the Lord is our defender, and he tells us we may go. Yonder over the rolling river where the shining mansions rise, soon will be our home forever, and the smile of the blessed giver blends all our longing eyes.
Next will be number 224. And we'll sing the first and third verses on this as well. 224, There's a Rainbow in the Cloud.
As I journey here mid the floral and tears, there's a rainbow, in the cloud. He will say,
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we come this evening to get this worship and ask you to bless all of us, Father, and be with us as we raise our voices to you and put our focus on you for a little time in this world. And Father, we just pray that you'll continue to be with us and go with us and help us to see more of you each day and help us to be a light to you each day to others. Father, please be with us. In Christ's name, amen.
I'll be reading from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you were formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, too, all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we, by nature, children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ, by grace which you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show us the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not in yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not as the result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them.
Number 612, Love Lifted Me. We'll sing verses 1 and 2 only.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifting me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me,
at Calvary. Again, we'll sing verses 1 and 2 only.
Never.
song before the reading, be number 664. He gave me a song. If you would please stand while we sing this song. Let's sing verses 1 and 2.
Philippians 3, verses 7 through 14. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Number 2,
higher ground.
I'm pressing on.
Number 36. Each step I take. In his time.
Reading here will be from 1 Corinthians 11, starting in 23. The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Lord's table is prepared for those that would like to partake. Please stand or raise your hand after each prayer. Our Lord and our God, how awesome is your name, the name above all names. Father, we are gathered before you to recognize your Son as our Savior. We are so thankful for the broken body that was broken on that cross that we can be forgiven of our sins and have that hope of eternal life with you. Help us, Father, to partake of this memorial in a manner that is well-pleasing in thy sight, and help us to always honor that sacrifice in our daily lives, throughout our lives. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Please bow with me. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for this covenant that you've given to us, and thank you for the fruit of the vine, which represents Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross. Please be with those who are partaking tonight and help us all to partake in a worthy manner that is pleasing unto you. Please help us to focus our minds on the sacrifice. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
I will be reading from 2 Corinthians 4, starting in verse 16 through 5, verse 2, and then 6 through 9. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comprehension, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether you are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him.
If you're using the book, we'll do verses 1 and 3 of the song.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue.
Paradise Valley, verses 1 and 2, if you're using the book.
As I travel through life, the struggle and the strife, out of glorious hope to give cheer on the way, soon my toil will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore. Thank you.
When all of God's singers get home, we'll sing verses 1 and 2 of this song as well. If you will, please stand.
What a song of delight and singing so bright.
Matthew chapter 27, starting verse 54, it reads, "Now the centurion and those who were with him, keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, 'Truly, this was the Son of God.' Many women were there looking on from a distance who had followed Jesus from Galilee while ministering to him. Among them was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus." In Jeff's lesson this morning, he talked about these people as the faithful few. Well, as a child of God, this is exactly the type of person that I need to be. We all need to be part of the faithful few. But what exactly does this mean? What does it mean to be the faithful few? This is what we're going to talk about for a little bit tonight. We're going to talk about what it means to be the faithful few by looking at how they lived their lives, how they follow Jesus. So let me give you three quick lessons about what it means to be part of the faithful few. First of all, the faithful few follow Jesus even when they lacked safety. And this was true of the people who followed Jesus during his crucifixion. They were afraid for their safety. That's why many of them left. That's why Peter denied Christ. They feared for their safety. But you see, these people that we read about in Matthew 27, well, they followed Jesus even though they lacked safety. And we need to do the same. You know, I doubt there's going to come a time in our lives where we are fearing for our physical safety because of what we believe. But there are other securities that we worry about. And Jeff talked about it this morning. Maybe our fiscal security or our medical security. We need to follow Jesus even when we lack safety. And that's what the faithful few did. But that's not all. Number two, they follow Jesus even when they lacked understanding. They didn't really know what was going on. Their king, their savior, was being put to death. They were confused. It was not how they would have written the story. You see, they followed Jesus even when they lacked understanding, and we need to do the same. You know, God does things that sometimes we don't get. Sometimes we don't understand it. It's not how we would have written the story, right? And there are times where we might disagree with what God has to say. Well, if we're going to be part of the faithful few, we need to be followers of God even when we lack understanding. And that was number two. Number three, the faithful few followed Jesus even when they lacked the numbers. Right? Everyone else had left. Jesus had great followers during his ministry. People were following him all over. What can we get out of this? But during the crucifixion, only a handful remained. And the faithful few followed Jesus even when they lacked the numbers. And we need to do the same thing. Now, Christianity in America as a whole is just on a continuous decline as far as numbers go. We are going to find ourselves being the few. We are going to lack those numbers. We need to follow God even when we lack the numbers. You see, the faithful few, they're not the type of people, they are the type of people who are going to make it to heaven because they understand that where we're going is more important. See, they understand that where we're going is more important than the safety. They understand where we're going is more important than the understanding here on earth. They understand that where we're going is more important than the numbers here on earth. We read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 earlier, and in that verse, Paul says he would rather be absent from the body and at home with the Lord. See, the faithful few understand this. They would rather be at home with God. We all need to be a part of the faithful few, because the faithful few's destiny is an eternity with God. So let me just ask in conclusion, are you part of the faithful few? If you're not, can I ask you why not? Their destiny is an eternity with God. That's something that we all want to be a part of. And if you're not part of the faithful few, then you can change that tonight. You can become a child of God, being buried with him in baptism and raised up to walk in newness of life. Or maybe there was someone who was part of the few, but haven't been faithful. If that's you, you can come back to the Lord tonight. Maybe you need prayer. As you can come forward, we'll pray for you. And like Jeff likes to say, we'll pray for you and we'll pray with you. Whatever you need, you can come now as we stand.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great, all the whole day through, there's a silver light that shines.
Sing and be happy,
press
along the
through the road.
seated.
Good evening. It's good to see everybody this evening. If you're visiting with us, thank you for coming our way, and we hope that you'll come back whenever you have the opportunity to do so. Several people that we need to keep in our prayers this week, as was mentioned this morning, Jerry Strode has shown some improvement over the past week or so. However, yesterday doctors told him that they needed to go back in to do another lung biopsy, which is scheduled for tomorrow. The results from the first one showed an area of concern, and the doctors want to go in and check and make sure that they have the right treatment for him. And they also need to repair the chest tube that he has in. He'll have to be intubated again and on the respirator, and the results won't be back for 4 to 6 weeks. So continue to keep Jerry and his family in your prayers. We also need to keep Anthony and Janice Paul's grandson, Bennett Paul, in our prayers. They found some spots on both of his eyes that the doctors want to check out, and he'll be seeing the doctors tomorrow. So continue to pray for the Paul family. Sylvia Spencer's father, Jorge Rodriguez, will have heart surgery in Mexico tomorrow. So please keep her family and her dad in your prayers. And Curtis Pope, who had a couple of toes removed recently due to an infection he got in Africa. They continue to monitor him and make sure that they can control the infection before beginning rehab. So continue to keep Curtis and his family in your prayers. A couple of meetings, high school devotional tonight after services at the Stevenson's home, and our gospel meeting will begin in 2 weeks. With Chuck Durham. Please mark your calendars and plan to attend. There's a meal list in the foyer on the left-hand side as you're going out if you'd like to host Brother Durham for a meal during our spring gospel meeting. Is there anything else that needs to be mentioned? If not, please stand as Ross Gilhausen will lead us in a closing prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we want to thank you for another Sunday of worshiping your word. We know we have many friends, many family, many that go to this congregation that are sick or have long-term health issues. We want to pray that you may place your healing hand on them so they can join us soon. Lord, also we want to pray that we go on throughout this week, remaining part of the faithful few, and living your word every day. Thank you for Jesus, and in his name we pray. Amen.